Welcome to the Science Dog Podcast. I'm Linda Case, the host of this podcast and the author of the Science Dog blog and books, which can be found at thesciencedog.com. I would like to let you know about one of our favorite projects, the Science Dog courses. These are online nutrition and health courses with a bit of behavior and training thrown in for good measure. We offer webinars, short courses, and longer courses for those of you who wish to do a deep dive into canine nutritional science. There are even some free webinars available. And who doesn't love free stuff? To learn more, just visit the Science Dog courses at courses.thesciencedog.com. That's courses.thesciencedog.com. Today's topic concerns fearful behavior in dogs, which is one of the most common behavior issues that dogs suffer with and that owners worry a lot about. In this essay on the Science Dog blog, we examine one of the most pervasive and, in my view, damaging training myths about fear. And this is the idea that an owner should not comfort his or her dog when she is fearful, because this comfort will reinforce or reward their dog's fear, making it worse. So get ready. We are going to blow this one right out of the water. And as always, we will use science to do so. So it is not unusual for dogs to react with anxiety or even fear when they are in new settings and situations. At my training school, a common time to see this is during the first nights of basic manners classes when young dogs are coming to class. On one particular training night a while back, one of our students asked us this question. She said, "Should I comfort my dog when we arrive at class? I have been told that I should not pet or speak softly to my dog if he is upset or anxious, because that will reinforce or reward his fear. Is this true?" Well, I typically answer this question with a story about clowns. Like most rational adult humans, I am petrified of clowns. Everything about them, really. Their red bulbous noses, that crazy orange hair, their ridiculously cartoon-sized shoes. It's creepy, all of it. So let's imagine that my front doorbell rings and outside is the guy you see pictured on the thumbnail snapshot for this episode, teetering around on his tiny little bike, grinning at me in his maniacal clown-like way. Responding to my shrieks, my husband Mike comes running and attempts to calm me. As an aside, in reality, Mike would be bolting out the back door. But anyway, for argument's sake, let's say that Mike is hanging tough and is comforting me in the face of meeting a clown at my door. Would Mike's comfort, his soft words, his trying to placate me, his trying to calm me down, would that comfort cause my clown fear to increase? Well, of course not. Nothing can make me more fearful of clowns. Conversely, it is more reasonable to assume that having someone talk to me calmly, especially someone I trust, and explaining to me that clowns are not really dangerous, will reduce my anxiety. So, clowns aside, the question at hand here for our dogs is, can we reinforce or reward fear? In other words, cause it to continue or worsen in our dogs by comforting them, by speaking quietly to them, petting them, and letting us know that we are there as their security. Well, first, there is absolutely no evidence, nada, suggesting that providing comfort and security to a distressed dog causes a dog's anxiety or fear to increase. Why then does this myth persist among dog owners and even with some trainers? Why are owners still advised to ignore their dog when he is distressed or anxious or fearful, because to provide any attention to the dog will reinforce those emotions? I suspect that this has something to do with confusion about the difference between an emotional response, which is under very little conscious control, and a learned or operant response or behavior, which we know to be under varying degrees of conscious control. For this, we need to look a little bit into learning theory. So let's take a quick break here and pick up shortly. So our understanding of this question comes directly from the science of learning theory. Here is how it works. When a person or dog experiences stress or anxiety or fear, these are emotional responses. Think about it. You do not choose to be anxious or fearful of clowns. It just happens, and it is definitely not pleasant. Humans and dogs alike have limited control over emotions such as fear and anxiety. Conversely, the behaviors that someone uses to successfully escape or avoid fear-inducing situations are operant. That means we have control over these. An example would be a dog running away from a fearful situation. If these behaviors are successful in that they lead to a reduction in anxiety and fear, then that behavior, in this example, running away, will indeed be reinforced. This is called avoidance learning and happens when fleeing, which is the consciously controlled behavior, a fearful producing experience results in a reduction in that feeling of fear, the emotion. So let's now return to clowns. If I ran away from the clown at my door, I would experience relief from my fear. Of course, that's assuming that the clown was not chasing me on his tiny little bike. Because this strategy was successful in reducing my fear and keeping me safe, I would, in all likelihood, repeat this tactic if I once again found a clown at my door. In this example, both for me with the clowns and dogs who are fearful, trainers would say that the behavior of running away from clowns or fearful stimuli has been negatively reinforced. And of course, dogs also learn this way. For example, a dog who is nervous around unfamiliar people may hide behind the couch in her home whenever someone new enters her house. This behavior of hiding is negatively reinforced each time that the dog uses it as a strategy because hiding allows her to avoid exposure to new people and results in an abatement or even an avoidance of her fear. However, and this is a very important fact to remember, avoidance learning is not the same thing as reinforcing fear. It is important to remember that anxiety and stress and fear are basic emotional responses that are relatively involuntary and have important biological functions. Fear and anxiety are reactions to situations that your dog perceives to be unfamiliar or threatening for whatever reason. So it is false to state that a dog chooses or willingly decides to experience fear. However, this is exactly what is implied when owners are advised to ignore their dog when he is anxious or fearful due to the erroneous belief, false belief, that comforting will reinforce or increase his fear. It just ain't so. Okay, so if we accept that providing comfort and care to a distressed dog does not reinforce or increase his fear, do we know whether or not providing comfort in the form of petting and speaking softly to our dogs helps to reduce their anxiety or fear? Although it certainly feels like it should, do we have any actual evidence that supports or refutes this? Well, although still limited in scope, there is a growing body of research that addresses exactly this question. For example, a few years ago, a group of researchers in France reported that dogs who were examined in a veterinary setting with their owner present and comforting them demonstrated reduced signs of stress when compared with dogs who were examined with the owner seated away from them. I have written about this study and others in the two different Science Dog blog essays. More direct evidence comes from a study conducted by a research team at the University of Pisa in Italy. The researchers examined the effects of gentle petting upon a dog's stress level during a subsequent period of separation from their owner. This was a controlled study, and you know we love controlled studies at the Science Dog, that included both comforting and ignoring situations of dogs during a potentially stressful encounter with a stranger, followed by separation from that owner, a scenario that can be definitely stressful for many dogs. The researchers video recorded each test and measured the dog's heart rates, salivary cortisol levels, and their behaviors before, during, and after separation. So what did they find? Well, they found out that when dogs were petted prior to separation, their heart rates decreased, which suggests that petting either prevented or reduced the stress response associated with separation from their owner. In addition, when dogs were allowed to pet and calm their dogs, the dogs showed significantly longer periods of calm behaviors while they were separated from their owner compared to when the owner was not allowed to pet and were required to ignore their dog. So the results of this study suggest that when dogs are subjected to a mildly stressful situation, such as a short separation from their owner, gentle petting prior to the separation promoted reduced feelings of stress and calmer behaviors. While this is not earth-shattering stuff, of course, it is definitely a nice bit of evidence showing that providing comfort and a secure base to our dogs is a good thing and never something to be discouraged. The moral of this story? Well, if we do not believe that comforting a loved one when they are distressed is the wrong thing to do, in other words, we should comfort those who we care and love, why would we consider this to be an inappropriate approach with our dogs? Fear and anxiety are not choices. The caring and effective approach to dealing with our dogs' anxious responses are to calmly and quietly come to the dog's aid, comfort them, and, of course, remove them from the anxiety-provoking situation, get them out of there, and help them. It is the responsibility of each of us as our dog's caretakers to protect them from excessively stressful and frightening situations. Simply ignoring a dog's stress in a misguided, very misguided, attempt to change behavior is counterintuitive to most people who love their dogs, and this is as it should be. Not only does comfort not reinforce fear, learning theory tells us that, we also now have evidence that our dogs benefit from our comfort and support by showing reductions in their feelings of stress and anxiety. This is all good news. And last, before we close, clown fear is real. Stay away from them. To read the complete essay and see the references for this podcast, just visit the Science Dog blog at thesciencedog.com. If you follow the blog, you will receive notifications about new articles and offers from the Science Dog.